Hello, Lifebook members from around the world, and thank you for tuning in to the Lifebook Member Podcast today. I'm your host, Jordan River, and we are here for Career Month, Love and Career Month, one of the most interesting and powerful categories, means to an end, if you will. We're going to get into that today, of course, and much more. We have John Butcher on the line. How's it going, my friend?
It's going good. Glad to be here, Jordan.
Thank you so much. Career Month, man. And normally, normally there's so much to explore here and so many angles. But honestly, I feel like just the way that things are right now in the current state of the world completely changes this category. And I feel how we should approach this episode covering this category. Because, man, right now, we were just talking off air. Everything is jumbled up when it comes to career. Yeah. And pandemic and all of this has affected a lot of our lives, but nothing quite like career. I think that this might be the category most impacted, maybe most impacted by this pandemic.
That's interesting because health is the one that should be most impacted. But Jordan, I think you're right. I think that unfortunately, the worldwide response to this pandemic, I'm afraid, has cost more lives than the actual disease has cost. You know, just here in Hawaii, just in Honolulu, we've had over 1,000 businesses go out of business that have been in business for years, forever. We've had, you guys know worldwide, I don't have to tell you, it's just been so sad. So many people have lost their livelihood. And now we're seeing longer term fallout from these decisions that were made last year and continue to be made this year. For instance, the global supply chain is being seriously compromised right now. Two of my companies can't get friggin' product. We've got orders. We're ready to ship. We've actually got the inventory, but we can't get it here.
Wow.
The worldwide supply chain is breaking down. And while it doesn't look like it's going to threaten our sort of the staples that we need, it's, I don't know, we'll have to see how this shakes out. But it's really, you know, a lot of people have really taken a career hit because of this pandemic. They're firing people now for not being vaccinated, and which is causing a shortage of, everything's messed up. You're exactly right. People are really struggling right now. So let's try to create some value around this category in this podcast.
Well, where do we begin on that front? You know what I mean? You take a look at where people are right now. Maybe they're laid off of work. Maybe they're unsure of if they're going back to work. How do you suggest people approach this situation that they find themselves in, this crisis that they find themselves in?
Well, it's what we talked about a year ago, and I talked about this on the members call today. It's the Japanese word for crisis is danger plus opportunity. And that's what we've been in. I mean, we thought this was going to be a temporary thing, 3 weeks to flatten the curve. Here we are almost 2 years later, man.
Right.
And we've been living in this crisis. It's become an epidemic, basically. So the Japanese word for crisis is made up of danger plus opportunity. And what we said last year is your first order of business when you're faced with a crisis is to take care of the danger, mitigate risk, make sure that you're, you know, safe. But once you do that, crisis brings with it opportunity. Because when things get torn up, it's a new landscape. There are opportunities available, options available that weren't available before. And so your second order of business, after you protect yourself, after you take care of the danger, is to look hard for the opportunities. Well, I'll just give you a report on Missy and I last year. 2020 was the best year of our lives, with no close second, because we found the opportunities. It's like, okay, we're going to be shut down. We're going to get some serious stuff done, and we're going to have a lot of fun. And that went into 2021, and that was the best year of our lives, too. We really looked for the gems in the ashes, and we were able to create a lot of success by saying, look, we've never had this much time on our hands. How do we want to use this time? What do we want to focus on? You know, what are the right financial moves for us to make right now with all this turbulence in the world? We decided that we wanted to shift our financial focus from anything digital to getting our money on the ground with physical assets. Now, I'm not recommending that as a financial strategy because not a lot of people are in the same position that we're in. That's the right financial strategy for us. We have to all find our own strategies. But I think that when we're in a situation where we're faced with a crisis, the most important thing we can do is ask ourselves, after taking care of the danger, what opportunities does this new crisis afford us? And that's what I feel like all Lifebookers should be doing right now.
I think that's absolutely brilliant. And it is a shame because, you know, everyone's situation is so different, but there are certain kind of commonalities that we can point out. You've said before, you know, if you're waiting for a chance to maybe take a chance on something, if you're waiting for an opportunity to dive into a new project, dive into a new career field, maybe this is the time for that. You know, a lot of people are left wondering what to do next. Maybe that's the time for them to take a chance and create something of their own, maybe.
I literally said that on the call, the members call today, Jordan. And one of the advantages that we have as Lifebook members is we're clear on our life vision. We know where we want to take our lives. Not many people know where they want to take their lives. And as you open this podcast, if you're a Lifebooker, your career is a means to an end. It's not the end itself, as you see with so many people around you. Their lives are completely consumed by their careers. Their lives are controlled by their careers. Our lives aren't or shouldn't be. Our lives should be controlled by our life vision. Our career exists to serve our life vision. So how to do that, how to sort of analyze whether or not now is the time to take a leap, to take a risk, you take a good hard look at your life vision and you ask yourself, during this time of turbulence, is now the time for me to make a big change, but a thoughtful change, to take a risk, but a calculated risk? Is now the time, like, especially if you're having a hard time or if you're hurting, because sometimes that's the best time. Look, you're in pain anyway. It's hard for you anyway. A little bit more hard on top of that isn't going to make much difference, but it could be the difference that makes the difference mm-hmm. relative to making that change, taking that leap, getting the courage to actually take that risk that you wouldn't be willing to do if you were comfortable. If yes. everything were going well, you would not be willing to do it, but it might not be going well. So now might be the perfect time for you to try to summon the courage to make that change.
I think that's wonderful advice. And again, it breaks down to where you are in your life vision, which should be the driving force. As you said, you know, obviously in the Western world, we're especially particularly preoccupied with our occupations and our professions. And I think it really becomes part of who we are. But if you let your career drive you, it rarely ends up in happiness. As you said, you have to let it be a means to an end, the end being the life vision that Lifebookers have culminated.
Yeah, well, let me share something about that that happened on the members' call today too. There was a lady saying, you know, I have a hard time scheduling my life because she's in that situation, Jordan. She's a mom. She's a career woman. She's a sister. She is a homemaker. She's trying to, it's almost like there aren't enough hours in the day for people like that. And she's a single mom. That makes it even harder. A single mom, it's even harder than a married mom because you got to do everything yourself. Those ladies are always overwhelmed and exhausted. And it's just like, they just simply don't have enough time to do everything. And so she's like, how do I schedule my days? And our advice to her, we gave some advice, including the way I do it now, because I've got so much energy running through my life, I can't handle it with a schedule. I literally make sure that I take good care of myself, that I'm strong, that I'm sharp, that I'm focused. So there's an investment in my health and well-being. And then I make sure to have bandwidth in my days to handle the things that I don't know what they are, but I know that they're going to come. So it's basically like expect the unexpected. Keep bandwidth in your day to be able to handle that. But then we pointed this out, and I think this is super important. Of the things that she listed, the responsibilities that she has, the hats that she has to wear, sister, homemaker, mother, career woman, I said, there's one of those things that's the most important. And what is it? It's mother, and here's why. It's the only one on your list that's time-bounded. There's a window of opportunity there. You'll always be a career woman. You'll always be a homemaker.
I love that.
You'll always be a sister. You only get one chance to be a mother, and that's time-bounded. And if you don't do that to your satisfaction, according to your standards and your values, you will have regrets. Nobody looks back on their lives when they're in their 90s and says, I wish I would have worked more. I wish I would have spent more time in the office.
Wow.
But how many of us look back and say, I wish I would have been a better parent. I wish I would have been there for my kids when they were little because they were only little once. So it's things like this, man, that these difficult times, these times of turbulence and uncertainty should raise questions like this for you to ask and answer about your career. I want to share one more thing that is from Sadhguru that I just think is so friggin' brilliant.
Please.
And this is so Eastern. This is like, we don't consider this in the West, but you know what he said, Jordan? He said, your career, earning a living, that should take you about an hour a day. What does that mean? What does that mean? That means you've got to have a roof over your head and food on your plate. But because we have to have the new Lexus, because the two-year-old one isn't good enough for us anymore, mm-hmm. and because we've got to have all these things that we think mean success, our career has blown up. What he said is, you guys have elevated earning a living to the heavens. It doesn't need to be up there. It can be simple.
So
it can
true.
Be easy. But we don't have that. We don't have that mindset in the West at all. Well, now may be time to think about something like that a little bit if you're in a certain situation.
Man, that's where I'm at right now. What you just said, that resonated really, really well with me. Yeah, that's powerful stuff. I absolutely love that take. And again, different strokes for different folks.
That's right.
But I want to talk about you, man. I mean, the listeners want to hear about you, to be honest, because you really shine in this category. As much as you talk about, you know, love relationship and health and fitness as well, you've inspired a lot of people. But I think maybe one of the more unsung heroes, the career category, man, you've got a lot of wisdom here. A lot of mistakes I know you've made, which leads to a lot of experience.
Yeah.
Can you talk about time, specific examples where maybe it's clicked for you and you've said, I'm going to step away from work because I need to do X. Or maybe, you know, times where it's shifted the other way, where you know you've had to put your head down and do some serious career work and maybe you didn't want to, and how you approached that situation or you didn't feel like you were fully up to it. Anything you're willing to share from your personal life, the Life Bookers would love to hear.
Well, I'll share where I am right now, which I'm in a pretty intense time of my life, because as you Life Bookers know who've been with us for a while, Misty and I have been working so hard to step into this new life vision. This has been a 5-year project and we're now less than 90 days away. The deadline that I've set for myself is January 1st, 2022, to retire from business. Not completely 100%, but to have the companies automated so that I can really shift my focus from these businesses we've been building to our new life here in Hawaii and the new life vision that we're building here. And so I'm working on 3 projects specifically that I've been working on for years, and all of them are going to be finished by the end of the year. One of them is a company sale, a big, big deal. Another one of them is a rebrand, a huge rebrand and a big launch of a new rebrand. And then one is a deal that I'm trying to put together actually for Lifebook that I've been working on for 18 months. And Jordan, I'm being a maniac right now. I mean, like, you should hear me in these meetings. I'm like, my job is to remove roadblocks. My job is to cut through entanglements. My job is to remove any hurdle that gets in our way of achieving these things. And I show up on these calls and I'm like a friggin' maniac. I will not let anyone or anything derail me from accomplishing this goal. I believe in it so much. I'm so committed to it. Well, today, I got some really bad news about my big deal, the company that we're selling. And it looks like the buyer isn't going to be able to put their financing together. And that's a huge blow. Huge blow. Like, that's the one that sets us how we need to be set in order to step into this real life vision. So, I mean, this new life vision. So I call my brother, Don, who's my partner in this business. And I'm like, Don, what are we going to do? What are our options here? Like, do we hold for another year and get a couple of these projects that we've been working on over the end zone and come back? It feels like a crisis. So we are going to explore deeply, what are our options? What are the opportunities? Let's do a deep analysis and try to make the best, wisest decision that we can make. Yeah, so that's kind of where I am right now. It's really, really intense. I wake up every day. I'm crystal clear on my goal. I'm working on fewer tasks of higher value. It's emotionally draining and exhausting, but what I have on the other side of it is the incredible excitement that I get from being so close to the finish line and knowing that I've got a new life waiting for me on the other side of it. But then, you know, when you experience a setback like this, it's a real punch in the gut,
right,
JB?
And I know for you, it's not necessarily like, I mean, you have so many plates spinning. And to be honest, man, that really insulates you. That's something you've taught me. When you do have multiple, I don't know necessarily taught, but it's an example I've picked up. When you've got multiple plates spinning and one drops and shatters, you're not just staring down at a shattered plate. You know what I mean? I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, 100%. So here's been my experience with multiple projects. It's diversification, basically. Garrett Gunderson refers to it as diversification because he doesn't believe it.
Well, that's when it comes to investing. I don't know if income he would agree with that, but go ahead.
Could be. He believes that you should choose your channel and give it everything you have. And there's nothing like Steve Jobs, right? There's nothing wrong with that.
So that's
but
true.
I'm an artist. I have multiple talents and I like to express all of them and I've got multiple interests. So here are the advantages and disadvantages of having multiple projects. Advantage is what you just said. If one of them underperforms, you've still got a couple more that can pull it out for you, right? A disadvantage though, Jordan, is sometimes everything's going good in every area in your life's just going along well. Sometimes one of those projects will come up with a crisis and you'll have to really jump in and you know, do some damage control or put out some fire. And you're back to just kind of managing it. But sometimes they all rear their ugly heads at the same time.
Right.
And that's crazy. Right? So there's advantages and disadvantages to that. I want to share one thing, though, back to the parenting thing, because there's one moment as I look back in my life that I do have regret when it comes to parenting. And it's with Justin, my oldest. I went through about a 2-year period, Jordan, where, you know, we've said this in Life Book over and over and over. Sometimes sacrifices have to be made. You cannot get to, or I shouldn't say you cannot get, but it's very, very difficult to build an absolutely extraordinary quality of life across all 12 categories and not have times where you've got to put your head down and get a project done at the temporary expense of other categories of your life. Just not even possible. And parenting could be one of them where, you know, you've got a teenager who needs you and you've simply got to put some time and attention over there and step away from some of the other categories for a while. But career is the one that's most notorious for draining your time and energy. Yeah. And I went through about a 2-year period where we were working so hard to get these companies off the ground where I feel like I really dropped the ball during a difficult time in Justin's life. And I regret that. That's a regret that I have. And I've been working hard to fix that. And it's been wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Justin and I are in such a good place right now. But there was a little bit of damage that I had to control because of that.
Wow.
I had to recover from that.
That's really vulnerable of you to share on the podcast, man. That's really incredible. I appreciate that. And it takes a level of self-awareness that I think life bookers can respect and identify with that.
Well, I don't want life bookers to have to go through that. I promise you, if you allow your career to eat your life alive, and by the way, let me tell you something, life bookers, when you're most in danger of that, is when you are super passionate about your career, when your career is a mission, when you are on fire, when you believe so much in what you're doing, that's when you need to be doubly awake. Because a career like that has the potential to cannibalize the other areas of your life.
Wow.
And as conscious as I am about this stuff, that happened to me. And I had to recover from it. And I had to repair that relationship, which I'm happy to report has been done and is going wonderful. But I don't want you guys to have to go through that. So at this point, and with where the world is, we should be taking a look at where we are in the career category relative to our life vision and saying, this life that we've said that we want to live is the most important thing. My career is a major catalyst that's going to make that happen. Where am I right now in my career? What are the opportunities that can surge this career forward? And if I'm not in a good place right now, is this the right time for me to make a move when everything's messed up anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Might be. You know, I want to give as much value as I can based on our experience. And I love that life bookers do the same. And on these members calls where everyone's sharing their experiences, they're sharing their wins, they're sharing challenges. They share their premise, vision, purpose, and strategy. It's just wonderful. This community is a community of turned on, like-minded people, all doing the same thing, trying to create the best possible quality of life that they can for themselves. And by doing that, that's how we make the world a better place, right?
Absolutely.
Can't have a good collective without having good individuals. And that's what we're striving to do.
That's what's so special about the Life Book community and Life Bookers as individuals. So this was awesome, man. Thank you for sharing this time today. Anything else before we wrap it up here?
Nope, really enjoyed it. I just wish everybody a really great October. The other thing that I said on the members call that I'll say on this podcast too is less than 3 months now till the end of the year. Has this year not gone by like a flash?
So fast.
Right? Here we are in the fourth quarter already. So what do you need to focus on between now and the end of the year to position yourself for 2022 being the best year ever? For God's sake, we're due for one, kids. We're due for a good year.
We're overdue for sure. The law of averages is going to swing back around.
That's
and,
right.
Lifebook community, we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen together. So stay tuned, everybody. Enjoyed this podcast so much here for October Career Month. I know you guys did as well. That is all for today. This is John Butcher and Jordan River Butcher signing off, wishing you an extraordinary day. We'll see you next time on the Lifebook Member Podcast, everybody. Bye-bye.